The proposal, which comes after months of legal battles, stipulates what vendors can sell, what their carts can look like, and where they can sell. Hans Utz is deputy chief operating officer for the city. He says the proposal levels the field between brick-and-mortar stores and street vendors at a lower cost to the vendors.
The changes that we've made in the program should straighten all of that out and, as well, move away from that, you know, unhygienic swap meet aesthetic that we were suffering under previously.
Under the proposal, vendors could sell at 31 spots downtown, with about 50 more potential spots next year. MARTA stations and Turner Field, however, would be off limits. No tables or tents would be allowed other than 19 city-owned kiosks. Larry Miller is president of the Atlanta Vendors Association.
It's like taking my business up out of the middle of downtown and taking me out at a fishing hole and leaving me to try to make the same money.
Miller says the proposal doesn't address the issues of all vendors and that city-sanctioned carts will limit how much merchandise he can sell, cutting into his profits. Vendors have been out of work since March when they were cleared out while the city crafted a new plan after the standing ordinance was found unconstitutional. That's despite orders from a Fulton County judge to issue permits under an older ordinance. The city is currently appealing that order with the Georgia Supreme Court. Utz says the city plans to move forward with the appeal, but hopes the new proposal can solve the ongoing legal dispute.
What we're hoping to demonstrate with all of the work that's gone into this proposal historically, as well as our hope that the vendors will continue to work with us going forward, is that, frankly, it'll render all of that moot.
The proposal was introduced and passed Tuesday at a committee meeting and now heads to City Council Monday for a full vote. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.